Trend number four, the virtual office gains momentum. It's happening everywhere. People all around you in the cafe are tapping away on their laptops and calling clients on their cell phones. These people aren't taking a break from the office. This is their office. The question is, what impact do these virtual workers, whether at home or in public spaces, have on productivity and other key business metrics? Study after study confirms that work environment does affect productivity, and that workers with control over where they work are more productive. Let's take a look at the evidence. A new study out at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee suggests that employees who telecommute for the majority of the work week are more satisfied with their jobs than those working mostly in the office. The study points out a key reason for this greater satisfaction. Remote workers are shielded from much of the distracting and stressful aspects of the workplace, such as office politics, interruptions, constant meetings, and information overload. And with lower stress and fewer distractions, employees can prevent work from seeping into their personal lives, which leads to higher satisfaction. Another interesting study was conducted by researchers from Brigham Young University. They polled 24,436 IBM employees in 75 countries to identify the point where the total number of hours worked in a week interfered with personal and family life. For office workers on a regular schedule, the breaking point was 38 hours per week. On the other hand, employees with a flexible schedule and the option to telecommute were able to clock 57 hours per week before experiencing such conflict. This ability to balance work and family life better than office workers leads, of course, to increased job satisfaction. The author of the study, E. Jeffrey Hill, a professor in BYU's School of Family Life, was a pioneering telecommuter at IBM starting in 1990. According to Hill, managers were initially skeptical about the wisdom of working at home and said things like, "If we can't see them, how can we know they are working?" He adds that today, more than 80% of IBM managers agree that productivity increases in a flexible environment. A recent study from the University of Exeter offers an indirect reason for greater productivity from virtual workers. The study revealed that employees who have control over the design and layout of their workspace are not only happier and healthier, but they're also up to 32% more productive. The research involved more than 2,000 office workers, but it has clear implications for virtual workers. Whether we're talking about using that spare bedroom or just sitting in a lounge chair at a favorite coffee bar, those employees have the ultimate control over their workspace. The results of the study tell the story. People with more control over their office spaces feel more comfortable at work physically, identify more with their employers, and feel more positive about their jobs in general, which means they are happier and more motivated. Professor Alex Haslam, who co-authored the research, says it's time for managers to recognize the potential improvements that can be made by handing some control of space over to workers and thereby giving them an opportunity to realize their own identity in the workplace. In a related study published in a recent issue of Hort Science, employee satisfaction was shown to be higher in an environment that included green plants. Again, this speaks to making the workspace seem a lot less like, well, work, which is a benefit that virtual workers consistently experience. Finally, new research from Durham University reports that of those in the study who worked more than 20 hours per week at home, 43% reported feeling a great deal of stress because of their job. On the other hand, of those who worked solely in the office, 65% reported feeling a great deal of stress. And for employers who are concerned about virtual workers' commitment to the job, in response to the question, "I really feel as if this organization's problems are my own," 69% of home workers and 67% of office workers agreed with the statement. So, virtual workers are happier and just as committed when compared to those working solely in the office. This is good news. Not only do companies benefit from more productive employees, but they can also save money through reduced office space costs. For most companies, that can be a win-win arrangement. Considering this powerful trend, we provide the following four forecasts. First, virtual work will change the economics of the labor market. As a company shifts more and more to virtual workers, it can select from applicants who are literally anywhere in the world. Employers will no longer need to pick from those already living within their region or those willing to relocate. Job seekers, on the other hand, will be competing with the best from a very large pool of worldwide talent. But they will no longer be limited to working for companies that are located near their homes. Second, in the increasingly virtual work environment, hiring criteria will evolve. Employees working out of the traditional office must be supervised differently than those working in the same space with each other and the supervisor. As virtual work becomes more and more the norm, employers will begin interviewing less for manageable people who get along well with coworkers and more for those who can work well on their own, from anywhere. Third, training will also evolve. While the goal will be to hire self-motivated workers, there will still be a big need to train people to work in a largely unsupervised environment. And fourth, by 2020, virtual work will reach a saturation point, at which it will stabilize as a percentage of employment. This will be partially driven by the nature of the jobs and partially driven by human nature. Many service and manufacturing jobs don't lend themselves to virtualization. For example, a waiter can't work from his home, while a masseuse is unlikely to be welcome to perform her job at a Starbucks. Also, after some time, many highly social people will feel left out when working virtually. Already, we see this phenomenon among virtual workers who insist on bringing their work to a McDonald's instead of working at home at a comfortable desk. Over time, many of those who initially enjoy virtual work will wish for a real office. Employers might conceivably take advantage of this longing with a recruitment ad that reads, "Nothing virtual about this job. Actual workplace with your very own physical cubicle complete with actual in-the-flesh neighbors. Apply in person."